Back in June, we went to the Labour Court with our dispute over the contract of ours and the inadequate contracts that our members have. And we also, under the auspices of the Croke Park Agreement, the HSE were not abiding by those terms. So we asked the Labour Court to intervene. The Labour Court gave us a recommendation back in June to state that the HSE had entered into meaningful discussions, which has not happened to date. We went back to the Labour Court last Monday. The Labour Court are not satisfied with the progress that's been made to date and has asked Mr. Kevin Foley, who's chairperson of the Labour Relations Commission, to intervene to try and resolve this ongoing dispute.
Is it your belief that he can succeed?
Well, we would hope so, because he's well renowned for his ability to resolve these sort of issues. And secondly, the Labour Court has said that they'll still remain in the process, and if Kevin Foley can't resolve the issue, then it's going back into the Labour Court for the first week in December. Then they will make a binding determination.
Is the HSE dragging its heels on this?
Absolutely. They haven't entered into meaningful discussions with us. This has gone on since last May, and now we're going into nearly Christmas, and it's still not been resolved.
Today's event is very much in response to the HSE's cutting of a further 1,500 home help hours across the northwest. This is being done because the HSE is under government instruction to meet its budgets and to make cuts where necessary. Is there a role for government in resolving this?
Absolutely. This is a political decision, and it's a decision to cut the home helps, and it's a government decision as far as we're concerned. And what we're asking is the government to look at other alternatives and look at other ways to find monies from elsewhere to reach your targeted budgets. Start looking at other ways of generating that money.